Welcome to This Week in Marketing. Today we're uncovering what's new from Meta with their latest generative AI tool. Plus, we're gonna dive deep into how you can train your own GPT via ChatGPT to craft perfect MLS listing descriptions. There's a lot of ground to cover, so let's dive in. Welcome to the show. My name is Jason Pantana, your host, and I am so glad you're here. If you're new to the channel, I invite you to tap the big red subscribe button so you never miss out on future episodes like this one here. We have much to discuss, so let's dive in, beginning with marketing news and updates. First things first, in terms of big news, is that Meta has launched its new generative AI, the long-awaited, long-anticipated Meta AI, and it is available to access at meta.ai. That is its website, its URL, and it's a full-blown generative large language model. It's an AI in the same way that ChatGPT or Google Gemini is an AI, whereby it's accessed through a chatbot, again, meta.ai, and you can do with it effectively what you can do with ChatGPT. It's got some limitations, but it's a full-blown large language model that they've been working on for quite some time with their own AI underlying model powering it. It's quite powerful. It's called Meta AI. Part of what makes it interesting is it's not just the standalone access point of meta.ai. It's also integrated into their apps. So in Facebook, in Instagram, you can access Meta AI as a generative AI tool. Specifically on Instagram, for instance, you can find it in the search section. If you go to the search and explore section of Instagram, you'll see it says ask Meta AI anything. And currently when you go there, it's pretty much just the same search that's always been there. It doesn't really do anything new, but I believe the future is really bright. You may be aware that platforms like TikTok and of course Instagram have been trying to get a piece of what YouTube has right now when it comes to search, helping users find content via search. Because mostly on platforms like Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, the way in which users discover new content is by scrolling. There is a complete and utter dependence on the algorithm to show us something new. And so because of that, we have more fragmented attention spans. We keep on scrolling. We don't go looking for things. Whereas on YouTube, one of the dominant ways of discovering content is through search. And so when you go searching for a topic, with it comes an inherent willingness to watch that topic for longer. So you'll watch videos for longer runtimes. You'll also expect better quality content. There's a reason why long form videos work on YouTube. It's because of search. And so if generative AI can start to exist inside of Meta Search, it could be possible that Instagram and Facebook become equally search and social optimized, search and scroll optimized. And so I believe that this Meta AI could be a big upper hand for Instagram in its quest against TikTok. You can also access Meta AI inside of your DMs. Likely you can already see there's a conversation pinned at the top with Meta AI where you can simulate the full-blown chatbot experience by having DMs. A couple of things to note about Meta AI at the time I'm filming this, it is not connected to the web. It is trained on data limited up until December of 2022. It does have a partnership with Microsoft whereby if you ask it a question that requires knowledge it doesn't have because it's, you know, dated in terms of its only aware of things up until what it was trained on, which is December of 2022, then they have a partnership with Microsoft where it can see the search results of Bing. What it is not doing is jumping into the links themselves, but be aware, Meta AI is there. And I think what you should take away from this is, A, you can use it as a tool. It could be an alternative to ChatGPT or Google Gemini that you might want to explore. But to me, the more powerful optics are, well, wait a minute. What happens when Instagram gives Meta AI full knowledge and data access when it comes to your analytics? Imagine getting way more personalized analytics about what works, why it works, what to change when it comes to your content. So you can have a much more personalized insights page on your Instagram and figure out, hey, why did this post not work or what happened? I think the analytics aspect of Meta AI could be remarkable. And I also believe the search and discovery aspect of Meta AI could be remarkable. So I think you should be looking very closely at focusing content to really build a platform and grow your audience on Meta platforms, i.e. Facebook and Instagram, because this is a pretty big breakthrough. Even though it's limited right now, it still puts them ahead of the pack, so to speak, in a lot of ways. Now, I would also make the argument that, hey, Google has Gemini, wait till they put that inside of YouTube search. Sure, I could predict that might happen as well. But you know who doesn't have an AI right now? It's TikTok. And so I'd be looking at Meta, Instagram, Facebook, just in terms of, wow, this could be a really big competitive edge for them. Also in the news, YouTube finally has added the ability for you to add content to upload your videos from the YouTube Studio mobile app. You've always been able to do it from YouTube Studio when you're accessing YouTube Studio on the web. If you're watching this or listening and you don't know what YouTube Studio is, go to studio.youtube.com or download the app for YouTube Studio in your mobile app store. It will give you remarkable analytics and insights about what videos are working, why they're working, what's not working, and everything you would want to know to better optimize your YouTube channel so you can grow that audience and get more business based upon your success on YouTube. YouTube, like I just said a second ago, is a search engine. And so the ability to really SEO dial in the keywords and the titles and all the details of your videos on YouTube is remarkable. And one final bit of news, also on the AI front, is Adobe. Adobe, if you're unaware, has been really pressing the envelope in terms of innovating and leveling up when it comes to generative AI, specifically generative AI that centers around working with photos, working with videos, working with graphic designs, media, if you will. In particular, Adobe has announced two new updates. The first is called Text to Template, whereby in their design tools, like Photoshop, like Adobe Express, for instance, they now have a full-blown Text to Template feature whereby you can input a text prompt, and from that text prompt, Adobe can create a graphic design project file out of thin air. Maybe it's a listing presentation. Maybe it's a postcard. Maybe it's a thumbnail for your YouTube video. Whatever kind of graphic design needs you have, you can simply describe, I want these kinds of fonts, these kinds of colors. It looks like this. The dimensions and aspect ratio are as follows, and you can text prompt it, and then poof, voila, it will generatively design that template for you in a state that is entirely editable. So you can open up that project and you can move the layers around, you can change the colors, you can change the fonts, you can change the words, and you can work from the existing project that was created not from an existing stock template, but out of thin air based upon your instructions, based upon your prompt. That's called Text to Template. Now, up until this announcement, the only other tool that's been on the market that's been able to offer anything comparable to that has been Microsoft Designer. I teach a program called AI Marketing Academy. And I've been saying throughout my sessions, hey, the only one that actually generatively designs a template for you versus just searches through an existing database of already created templates and offers you kind of close to what you're looking for templates, the only one that's been able to do it is Microsoft Designer, and now Adobe is in the game. So whether it's Photoshop or Express or whatever design app that you use from Adobe, they've now integrated that AI technology, Text to Template, throughout their suite of tools. And they've also added a new feature called Text to Video within their video-focused apps, like Premiere Pro, for instance, and likely coming to Firefly by Adobe. Again, Adobe has a lot of different apps, Photoshop, Illustrator, Firefly, Express, all within their umbrella of Adobe products and their creative suite of tools for different types of media, images, videos, graphic design, and so forth. Now, this text to video is a big one. It's a good one because up until now, the leading tool for generatively creating video, as in you type a text prompt and then poof, it makes a video out of thin air for a few seconds long. That might be something you'd create for B-roll or your stock footage needs in your videos. We've been using Runway, which Runway's been very good. You might have noticed Runway's been baked into Canva, for instance, but it's all been powered by Runway. But now Adobe's in the game, which is exciting news. And you may also be thinking, well, isn't OpenAI working on something? Yes, they are. They're working on Sora. It's currently in test mode. It's not available for public consumption at the time I'm talking about it. When it comes out, it's probably going to be the best. But it is exciting news that Adobe is offering these new advancements because Adobe's been one of the leading innovators in terms of taking advantage of generative AI and pushing the envelope on that. Hey, if you're looking to level up your marketing skills, your knowledge, your strategies in 2024, make sure to click the link in the description to learn more about Marketing Pro, a series of online courses, video instructed and led by me to talk about your social media marketing strategy, your video strategy, your email marketing strategy, your local SEO strategy through your Google Business Profile, all that and more. Click the link in the description for a great deal on Marketing Pro. That does it for news and updates. Let's talk about how to train that custom GPT so you can have it help you write better listing descriptions, photo descriptions for the MLS. And let's get into the nitty-gritty of how to train your own custom GPT. Now, we're talking about ChatGPT, and specifically ChatGPT Plus, which is the paid subscription of ChatGPT, that when you pay for it, it's like $20 a month plus applicable tax and so forth. When you pay for ChatGPT Plus, it gives you access to train your own GPTs, whereby you can upload your own knowledge base. You can give it special special instructions, and you can layer on top of it additional insights and data that can help the GPT to do specific functions that are programmed basically by you. We're going to talk today about exactly how you can train your own GPT, and this is going to be a full tutorial. So if you're listening on a podcast right now, it may be worth looking this part up on YouTube, because I'm going to have a whole screen share with demonstration on exactly step-by-step how to train your own GPT. And you can see here that I am currently on the GPT store section of ChatGPT, and I can scroll through and see other GPTs others have created, including ChatGPT's own additional GPTs. And I have an option up here that says My GPTs, where I can go look at My GPTs, or I can just click Create, and it will take me to a screen to configure my own custom GPT. And you'll see there are two options for creating. There's the Create mode, and there's the Configure mode. Create mode puts you into a chat where you effectively have a conversation with the ChatGPT builder. And you can say, I wanted to do this. I don't want it to work like this. I think it should do this next. And you can just have a chat. You type, it responds. You type, it responds. Full-blown conversation. And then from that, when you're done, you can say, okay, I'm ready to configure. And it will then infer and elicit and pull from that conversation to then configure it. My experience has been that it doesn't pull all the details you're going to want it to pull, so I recommend the configure mode when it comes to training your own custom GPT, where you begin with, you have this little plus, which we'll do in a minute. It begins with the name. So you might call this listing MLS descriptions, something along those lines. And then you give it a description here that says a GPT to write listing descriptions for MLS photos and property details, something like that. Just a quick description. And then you get to the instructions part, which you can expand this to take full size. We'll get into that in a second. And I'm gonna circle back to the instructions. So I'm gonna click close for now. And I'm gonna pop down here to conversation starters. And you can program effectively buttons that will appear just above the input for your text field. And it will look something like this. I have a separate window of ChatGPT open right now. I'm just using ChatGPT 4 in this window. And notice these little buttons. It says, show me a code snippet. Design a database schema, write an email, create a content calendar for a TikTok account. These are called conversation starters, and you can decide what conversation starters appear, really as many as you want, effectively, what appears, and you can then train the GPT in your instructions that, hey, if somebody chooses this conversation starter, you can behave like this. If they choose this conversation starter, then take the conversation over here in this direction, and so your instructions become really important. Now, popping back over to this screen here with configuration of your custom GPT, there's conversation starters, here's the instructions, and if you go down to knowledge, you have the ability to upload files. So what you could do is have a document of maybe some of your favorite descriptions of photos in a property, your favorite descriptions of the listing itself, realtor remarks and things of that effect. And you can feed it examples so that then in the instructions, you can say, hey, I want you to look through the knowledge I uploaded. And I want you to pay attention to the tone, the diction, the writing style, the cadence, and use all different kinds of language to say, hey, I want you to make it sound like these. These are the sample. These are the gold standard. And I want you to base everything off of what those look like. So that's there. And the upload files button with the knowledge section. You can upload spreadsheets, you can upload documents, you can upload lots of different files. I would tell you, don't upload anything that's too intense, because you're effectively asking it to dig into that every single time. Now, one special note, read this. It says, if you upload files under knowledge, conversations with your GPT may include file contents. Files can be downloaded when code interpreter is enabled. So down here, you see that code interpreter is not enabled. This allows the GPT to run code. When enabled, this GPT can analyze data. So data means you can upload files. It can give you files like spreadsheets, like documents, and so forth, and work with files you've uploaded, do math, and more. So you're gonna wanna turn on the code interpreter. It has by default web browsing turned on. This is powered by Bing. So in case your GPT in a conversation needs to go out and fetch some additional information on the web, it can do that. And then of course, if it needs to create some images, you have the DALL-E image generation enabled in this GPT as well. Now, if you click on create a new action under actions, this gets super advanced. We're not gonna get into this today, but you can add schema code and connect it to a URL or a backend database and do a whole bunch more that's gonna be beyond our needs today. But I want you to know that that exists for the pro grade users. I'm not gonna go there today. I want to focus on the instructions next, and I'm going to make these full size. But my recommendation is, and I told you, we're going to do the configure mode, not the create mode, which means you're going to write your own instructions. But what I'm going to recommend you do is you have a separate window of ChatGPT open, like what I've done here, and we're going to have a whole conversation with ChatGPT, something like this. Now, sidebar, I've already pre-written a prompt. It's copied to my clipboard here, so I'm going to simply paste it, and this is going to be the prompt, roughly speaking, that I would encourage you could consider writing one like this to tell this GPT thread what kind of instructions you want it to write on your behalf. So I'm going to hit Command-V to paste it, and I'll read it for us. It says in my prompt, you're going to help me create a custom GPT to write MLS real estate descriptions for photos, for the listing itself, and so on. Help me write the initial instructions to train the GPT. They need to be clear and authoritative. They should begin by saying, you are a GPT that. I want to make sure that the instructions clearly tell the GPT what it is supposed to do. You are a GPT that does blank, fill in the blank. And I'm trying to tell this here that I want it written in that manner. Your instructions need to tell the GPT to be prepared to conduct specific steps based on the conversation starter the user selects. There will be two conversation starters. One is write listing photo descriptions, which I'm going to copy, and I'm gonna put it right here as the first one, paste. I'm gonna go back over to the third tab, and the second is write full listing copy. I'm gonna copy that too, and then go back over here, and those are my two conversation starters, so it will know to look for those. If the user opts for one, do the following. It should ask that they upload the photos for which they want descriptions written, a max of 10 at a time. And then it should ask if there's a style that they should be written in, e.g. funny, clever, heartwarming, to the point for like investors, etc. Come up with other options for this, please. Once the user provides the photos and answers the question, write the descriptions, tell the GPT to use its optical recognition to quote unquote see the images and write based upon what it sees. Yes, you heard correctly. We're going to upload photos and the AI is going to literally see the photos and it's going to write the copy based upon what it sees in the image without us prompting it at all. And then it says if the user selects option two, then do the following. Ask user for a rough description of the property in terms of specs. Ask the user if there's any additional, any special story or notable detail about the property. Ask if there's a word count or character limit for the copy. Ask if there's a style or tone the user wants it written in. And then after that, the GPT should write the description as requested. So this is what I put in here for my first prompt. I'm going to let it wordsmith this and make a better version of it for us so we can put these instructions, what it writes, in the actual instructions field in the custom training of a GPT. So it's writing it better than me, and it did begin with, you are a GPT trained to assist with creating real estate listing content. Your primary functions are to write compelling photo descriptions and full listing copy for real estate properties. You must adapt your responses according to the specific task a user selects from two options. One, write listing photo descriptions, or two, write full listing copy for option one, for option two, and then it goes through the steps. And then general instructions for both. Always ensure clarity and precision in your language to effectively communicate the unique aspects of the property. Maintain a professional and engaging tone, adapting your writing to meet the specified style and requirements of the user. Three is be proactive in asking for all necessary details to produce the content that is both informative and appealing. So we're gonna, from here, I'm gonna just select this prompt right there. I'm gonna select that bit. I'm gonna say Command-C to copy. So I'm copying that to my clipboard, going to my instructions, we'll make these larger, and I'm just gonna Command-V, I'm gonna paste these instructions. And then notice I got rid of all the formatting, so I'm gonna go back through and just add this, and then I'm gonna add this, just a little hyphen so you can actually see that this is what I want it to do. I'm just gonna fix the formatting a little bit. I'm gonna add another little line there, a little line there, a little hyphen there, and then a little hyphen there, and then I'm gonna say, based on the general information provided, compose, okay, good, and then I'm gonna hit another line break there, and now it looks right. So it removes all formatting, there's no bullet points or any kind of special character, so I added that in so it can see that it's written as a bulleted list more clearly. I now hit close, those are there. I think I have enough information that we can circle back up to this little plus. This is where you create the icon that will be associated with your trained GPT, so I'm gonna click the plus. And I can either upload a photo or I can just use Dolly, which I'm gonna let Dolly go to work. And it's gonna read all this and it's gonna make some kind of an inference about what kind of an icon it should generate so that we have an icon or a favicon that goes along with our custom trained GPT. So that's working in the background. And then it should be done momentarily. And I think we are pretty much good to go, waiting for that to kind of load itself in. It will take a second. I'm gonna go ahead and hit create. And it's gonna ask me, okay, who can use this GPT? Is it only me? Is it anyone with the link, which is default, or is it published to the GPT store? You remember I began the screen share by showing you the GPT store so others can use your custom trained GPT. Now, they cannot go on the back end of it and see your instructions or see your knowledge. What they can do is experience the GPT working when it's been provided those materials. And I want to remind you, I did not upload any knowledge. If you want to go the extra mile when you train your GPT, and I have lots of other GPTs I've trained, I generally always upload knowledge. For example, I have a GPT that helps me write video transcripts for when I'm recording videos, if I want a teleprompted script. And it has been fed a sample library of scripts I've written in the past so that it can learn to sound more like me because I uploaded that knowledge. Now, that's a different use case than this one here, but if you wanted to upload a sample of good, positive, well-written copy that's going to be exemplary, I would recommend doing that on the front end so it can train it, because when you train it, it works so much better. When you give it that extra knowledge it can look at as a sample and, oh, I can just do it like this, it's gonna get way, way better. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and hit share. Whoops, nope, oh, sorry. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and set this one to only me, and then I'm gonna click share. And it's going to be available for my usage. And there's the link. I'm gonna click View GPT and it's gonna open it up. And you'll see here, listing MLS descriptions. It's using my GPT. I can edit my GPT like right there if I need to. I can leave myself a review. You can obviously review other GPTs that are publicly available. This one's not publicly available. And you can see I've got my two conversation starters. I'm gonna begin with write listing photo descriptions. I simply click that. And then poof, it inputs that as my first prompt. It says, great, please upload the photos for which you need descriptions. You can upload the 10 photos at a time. Also, let me know what style of writing you prefer for these descriptions. Here are some options for you. And I'm gonna just choose humorous. I'm gonna copy that and say, humorous, please. Next, I just need to click this paperclip icon to upload my files. And then here are some images of, this is a condo, a townhouse I used to own years ago. And I'm gonna just load 10 of these old images because I own these ones. Like this, boom, it's gonna put 10 of them in there very, very quickly. And then once I click this little return key, the send message key, it's gonna get to work. And then all 10 photos are loading in. And so let's see how well it performs. Let's read a few of these. Number one, kitchen and living room, where culinary mastery and couch potato ambitions collide. So it can clearly see that the kitchen and the living room, if you look at our actual photo here, it can see that this is an open concept. It sees the kitchen, it sees the living area, so it's working based upon what it can observe in terms of optical recognition, which is remarkable to me. So where culinary mastery and couch potato ambitions collide, featuring classic wooden cabinetry, it sees the built-ins that are in the living space. With I've seen a chef once, vibes in a living area where your guests can pretend not to notice your cooking experiments. So it's trying to be funny. Let's look at the, it's right in the bathroom still. A bathroom so pristine, you can conduct a full symphony with the acoustics or simply admire your reflection with confidence of a pop star before your world tour. Oh my gosh. So maybe you don't roll with the humorous versions of these when it actually comes time to publish your listings, but I want you to see just how effective it could be to train a GPT to streamline the creation of all the copy that goes into your listings. And I'm curious, what other custom GPTs could you train? What about for content creation? What about for review generation? What about for marketing? How effectively are you leveraging AI to scale yourself, to multiply your marketing, and to take over some of those time-intensive, labor-intensive tasks that you can put on repeat over and over and over again with the power of AI. Marketing is ever evolving, and with the emergence of AI, the rate of change is faster than ever. Adapt quickly to AI-driven marketing strategies or risk falling behind. This is precisely why we've created the AI Marketing Academy, a 4-week virtual intensive tailored to integrate AI seamlessly into your marketing strategy. You'll start with unraveling the basics of AI, then you'll get to grips with essential AI tools. And finally, you'll learn how to incorporate these tools into effective real-world marketing tactics. Space is limited, don't miss your chance to be a part of the future. There's definitely been a lot happening in the marketing space. I'm curious, what are your top takeaways from today's show? I'd love to hear from you in the comments. Also, let me know what you think of the new format of the podcast, with me incorporating screen share tutorials and demonstrating step-by-step instructions of executing specific marketing tactics. Personally, while it's definitely more work for me and for the show producer, I think it's the best way to go. So until next week, this is This Week in Marketing.